2 weeks ago, the Lincoln Hills superintendent, Peter Westerhaus, sent a memo to staff informing them that only supervisors would be able to carry and use pepper spray to respond to inmate assaults against staff or other inmates. Troy Bauk is the spokesman for the union representing guards, also known as counselors. He says there have been 40 assaults on staff there in the last 18 months, especially by girls at the new Girls Detention Center. He says the center is understaffed and it's the wrong time to change the policy without discussing it with staff first.
There's a ton of forced overtime up there. They're working short. These girls are more violent. And the response from the facility is to not meet with the staff and explain, you know, why would you implement these protocols right now when it's more violent than ever?
A statement from Corrections Secretary Ed Wall says recent national studies have shown that only 7 states still allow the use of chemical spray in juvenile settings. Jim Moser of the Wisconsin Council for Children and Families says the policy shift fits in with a nationwide trend.
A lot more information about trauma and impact on kids and ways to prevent and intervene problem behaviors in a much less combative way, much less restrictive way than has been in the past.
But Moser says the Lincoln Hills staff have a point that the policy change should include training and new methods to deal with assaults. Staff at the institution haven't yet received that training. The union says staff concerns have been ignored since their public employee union lost the power to bargain policy changes like this one. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.